Well, it is a joy to be with you again here this morning, and I hope you got to meet my kids last night. They were there with us here, and it was good to see all the kids just enjoying being together. And I love working with children. I really do. And it's a joy to be working here with Awana, and I've engaged quite a bit with your church. We've done a training here already in the past. And is Nancy here? Okay, she was here last night, but Nancy, connected with Nancy. I walked up to Nancy last night, and I'm like, your name is Nancy, right? And she was like excited because, you know what, when I meet so many people, pastors and ministry leaders across this great state, it is easy to forget names. So even this morning, I had several of you come up and say, hi, good morning, Scott. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't know your name, and that bothers me. But it is a joy to be serving. And I do apologize for my kids. They were unable to be here this morning. My wife as well. They wanted to be in their church. They wanted to be in our home church in Cadillac. Very important to find that balance in ministry when you travel so much and connect and you go to church, different churches and stuff. So we're trying to find that balance. But they have some Christmas programs that they're working on, and so we made the decision for them to stay home this morning. But I look forward to this time together with you. Here and just pleased to be able to share with you what God, the incredible things that God is doing here in Northern Michigan with the ministry of Awana, and I'll share quite a bit about that here in a moment. And I just want to start with a passage of scripture, and a very familiar passage found in Matthew 19, and it's so familiar that you probably could almost say it by heart. But it's talking about when Jesus asked the little children to come to him. And I love this passage because it reminds me of our burden and our desire to reach, let the little children come. Found in verse 13 of chapter 19 in Matthew. Then little children were brought to him that he might be put his hands on them and pray, but the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. Awana is a child discipleship ministry and evangelism. And, I love this part of ministry because we are allowing children to come. And the unfortunate thing is we are living in a culture that is dramatically shifting. And I want to just spend a little bit of time to unwrap this concept. I don't think it's new to you because I was born in 1980, and the world has drastically changed from when I was a little kid. And I'm sure you would agree with me. You know, parents, grandparents, you are looking out there, and the landscape in our culture is dramatically shifted, and not in the right direction. Would you agree with me? And so I believe now more than ever we need to lean into our culture and lean into our communities and lean into the church and to take a stand for child discipleship. And we'll talk more about that. But first off, I want to talk about some of the shifting culture we're seeing in our families, okay? The family is changing. The family is changing. The definition of family is changing. Do you know 1 in 4 children? And I want this to sink in. 1 in 4 children in our country grow up in a fatherless home. 1 in 4. It's crazy. Think about the impact that has in the lives of our kids, in our communities. And guys, that's here, right here in Cadillac. I mean, it rings true. And you probably have heard that the result of that is, you know, we see that the second leading cause of death for teens is suicide. And we wonder why. The family is broken. We've seen a seismic shift in the family. So also the church. It is hitting the church as well. Do you know that the decline in church attendance and the statistic out there that says that the church member, the average church member, I'm not talking about a Christmas, Easter member, I'm talking about a church member, one that says, this is my home, will come into the church doors 1.7 times a month. I pray that that's not true here, but that is the average. That is what the polls have found, that the average church attendance is 1.7 times a month. What impact does that have on our children, in our families, in the church? It's huge. So we, church attendance is, we got to come back to that grassroots. You know, I am challenged because I look out there in the landscape of our communities and our churches, and I ask important questions of our parents, because what's going to be the lasting impact? Having your kids in sports 24/7, is that going to have a lasting impact in their life? It will, in the wrong direction. And so where should we invest? Where should they invest their time? Investing in the things that matter, eternal value, and being here in the church. So the church. And so we've seen a change in the church. We've seen a change in the family. We've also seen a significant change in our culture, right? Our culture is running towards secularism at an alarming rate. And this impacts us. I saw in a little news clip on Facebook, and the anchor was attributing Christianity with radical Islam, and saying that they are they're the same, and used in the same sentence. And this is the challenge that we are facing today. And we no longer we may no longer be able to have the freedoms that we have held on to so dearly for so long. There is a dramatic shift in our culture. And so these are some things that should be concerning to us as we understand our role and responsibility in ensuring that we have future leaders in the church of tomorrow. And it should wake us up, church, to understand that we have got an incredible task ahead of us. And it starts with our children. You know, I'm challenged with understanding that, and I know you would believe this with me, that in Awana, you know, provides hope in a hopeless world, provides hope in a dark world, and that hope is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Would you agree? Amen. Amen. I mentor a child. I've been mentoring a child, and it's been a while since I've, he's getting older now, and he doesn't want to do too much with a mentor, but I'm trying to connect with him still. But a child who, a couple years ago, I sat down with a counselor, and the counselor was telling me a little bit of the background of this child. And it come down to the child's father is in South Carolina, really doesn't have anything to do with the child. But then in a counseling setting between the mother, the child, and the counselor, the mother looked at her son and said, "I wish you were never born. I don't want to have anything to do with you." That's right here in our communities. It's all over, and it's happening, and it's growing. You know, this idea that there's a sense of hopelessness out there in the lives of our kids, and that's why we're seeing the divorce, the divorce rate's high, but that's why we're seeing suicide and all these things that are starting to trigger in our kids. A need for something to stand on. And I believe it's the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. So I applaud you. I applaud you, First Baptist Church of Newaygo, for your tenacity to reach your community and reach the kids that God has given you here in your WANA program. There are unfortunately our churches that are stepping away from Awana because it takes a lot of work, right? I mean, I look at you guys. How many leaders do we have in Awana here? Do we have some? Okay. I mean, it takes work, right? Discipleship takes work. Investing in the lives of these kids takes resources. And so I applaud you for continuing to do that and leaning into your children's ministry and discipling them and equipping, giving them the tools that they need for the future. I'm focused on 2050. Because right now we have these kids that are in our ministry. And what is the culture, brothers and sisters, what is the culture going to look like in 2050? We've seen such a seismic shift in our culture today, and it's happening at a rapid rate. What is it going to look like when they're adults? I'm serious. What is the culture? What are they going to be living in? What are the challenges in their culture that they're going to face in 2050 when they're adults? You think it's bad now? So we have got to lean into our kids, disciple them to have both spine, and I'm going to talk about this, spine and heart. spine to stand up against a culture that is going to be largely against them. To be able to stand up for what is truth found in God's Word. They've got to have this embedded, ingrained in their DNA so that when they come up with the challenges and when they recognize the things that they're even seeing today but that are going to be even far worse as it relates to the sanctity of human life, the whole same-sex marriage, I mean, that's going to be amplified, brothers and sisters, in 2050. They've got to be rooted and have a spine to be able to stand up against this culture that's going to be largely against them. But then also, they're going to have spine, but they also need to have heart. To have heart to love that culture that they're going to be in. To love as Jesus loves. You know, it's hard to love somebody that's spitting in your face, right? It really is. And I believe they're going to be living in a day where they will be people spitting in their face. That will be calling them the radical Islam. It's going to be there. So we need to really be working on instilling spine and heart in our children for 2050. And that's kind of been something we've been talking about in Awana because it's important. And that starts today. That discipleship starts today. And so I applaud you for your investment in that and the time that you're giving. Well, I'm going to just share briefly a video that kind of talks a little bit about that impact that Awana is having right around our communities, but then also globally. And then we'll talk more about where Awana's at and then what our place is here in Northern Michigan as we serve the churches that God has given us. So you may need to click that. I'm going to try it. Nope, that didn't work. Yep, there you go.
We do our best to raise our children. From their first steps to their first recital, first game, first love, first breakup, first date, to the day they move out, and then they're gone. And we ask ourselves, did we do our best to raise them? Did we leave a life-defining, long-lasting, spiritual impact? 92.7% of Awana alumni attend church weekly or more often and say it was important in developing a spiritual and moral foundation for their adult life. In fact, 92.9% place such a high value on the impact of Awana that they said that they would like their own children to participate in Awana ministry someday. And it's not just church attendance that's sticking. They read their Bible and pray regularly, engage in missions, and spend more time volunteering in their community. We are Awana, and we are equipping families to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ with an unshakable faith that endures for a lifetime.
So it works, right? It works. I love those numbers from Awana alumni that are more apt to read their Bible, that are more apt to serve and be faithful in church. And so we see that it works. And so we love going out and sharing the impact that Awana is having and how churches can have an impact in that as well. Awana is in the business of changing lives forever. And that is one thing that, you know, why I invest my time in Awana. Awana has had a huge impact in my life. I want to take you back to 1984, can we zoom back there a little bit for a second? November 14th, in a little church in Rockford, West Cannon Baptist Church, where I heard the clear gospel message on a Wednesday night. And that night I ran home and said, Mom, I want to receive Christ. And it was through that ministry that had such an impact in my life that I heard about Christ. And now that has impacted my life forever. It truly has. And learning all those verses, right? And hiding God's word in my heart. And now to see my kids man, kids excited about going to Awana and opening their books and learning about God and learning His Word. It's just, it's incredible. And so I've really appreciated Awana, the impact it has had in my life. And so now I've been serving, and I want to give back to such an incredible ministry because I see it works. I come from 10 years as an associate pastor. Started in Florida, and then I was in Cadillac for 4 years, where I served in a church and worked with kids, and I served in Awana, and then the Lord brought me to this ministry, and it only made sense to continue to work with kids. You know that George Barna's study, and you might have already heard this, but I want to share this with you, that by the age of 18, 80% of young adults will make their decision about who God is for them for the rest of their life. 80%. That means after the age of 18, 20% of adults will change their minds as it relates to who God is. Let that sink in for a moment. So where do we invest our time, brothers and sisters? In evangelism and discipleship. It's with the kids. And so that's where I was like, you know, as a young person in the ministry, I'm like, where am I going to invest my time? And it's always been with the kids. And so I've enjoyed doing that, both from the pastor and now being able to truly come alongside other pastors and other churches and help them reach more kids. It's just been incredible. So changing lives forever. Awana is in that business of changing lives forever. And I've seen it. I've seen it connecting with it. I talked to a pastor up in Grayling, pastor, I believe, Jason. And new pastor at the church up there at, I think, First Baptist Church. And I'm you know, 85 churches, okay? So it's always something I'm working through is connecting with. So anyways, I sat down with this pastor, new pastor in the church. I'm sorry, Calvary Baptist Church in Grayling. Okay, now I'm on the same page. I can say, okay, we're here. And I sat down with this pastor, and I was like, so what's your connection with Awana? Because he was like, man, we got to keep doing this. You know, we're a small church, we're struggling, but we're gonna keep trying to do this thing called Awana because he believed it. I was like, well, where's that coming from? What's your background? And he said, well, you know, Scott, I grew up, in the church, but you know what? Our church didn't have Awana. And so as a child, I wasn't a part of Awana, but you know what? Then we went to another church, and the leadership there said, and he was a teenager, and the leadership said, hey, we need your help in investing in our kids in Awana. Would you come and listen to verses? And this pastor said to me, I would not be standing here today as a pastor in this church, Calvary Baptist Church, if it wasn't for my time spent teaching these kids the Word of God. Because you know what? As a leader, I grew. My faith grew. And I was like, that is incredible. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we look just at the impact that Awana is having and the scripture memory that this discipleship is having with these kids, and we focus on the kids. We put our attention on the kids. But what about the adults? We have a family in our church that came into the church, new to the church, and we were kind of like, you know, not sure where they're at, and they were, you know, we kind of sensed that they were not overly strong in their faith, and you know, we said we're gonna take a step of faith here, and we invited them to come and be a part of our TNT and help be a small group leader in our TNT, and so they did that, and about after a year, I sat down with the parent. Husband and this TNT leader now, and I said, well, how did the year go? And he said, Scott, I tell you what, this has changed my life. He's like, I had no idea. He's like, oh, it's great for the kids, but you know what? I had no idea the impact that it would have in my life. He's like, now I want to be involved in the church. Sign me up to get involved in the men's ministry. I was like, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so it does. It works. It has a lasting impact, and we've seen it to be true. And so, again, kudos to you guys for your involvement in reaching these kids. You know, you never know that the next Billy Graham might step out of this church right here in this ministry, in this community. And so be thinking of that as you, those leaders that I point out there. Be thinking of that when you're investing in these kids and you're struggling with patience, right? Right? We struggle with patience with kids sometimes, right? Think about that. this could be the next Billy Graham. So it works, changing lives forever. I just wanted to share with you just a little bit of the picture, the grand picture of Awana and the impact that it's having. Right now we're, and these numbers are old, I'll be honest with you. These slides, we've asked them to be updated, and that's something that's being worked on. I cannot change the numbers on these slides, and I've thought about making my own, but anyways. So we say 48,000 churches, and that number is much larger. And the number that I want to focus on is over 100 different denominations. Now, I talk to many people, and they're like, now, wait a second, I thought Awana was just Baptist, right? And there was a day where it was Baptist, but then not only was it just Baptist churches, but then a certain sect of a Baptist church. You know, in northern Michigan, we have a Methodist church, a Free Methodist church, that is using Awana. And I've heard across the country that there are Catholic parishes that are using Awana. And I say, praise the Lord. Amen. And you know why? Because I think the church out there, whether it's Methodist, whether it's a community church, understand that they want to give their kids something more than, unfortunately, what we find in our children's curriculum out there that sometimes is really fluffy, right? It makes me feel good. I get to watch a video as a kid, and that's fun. But where's the meat? And Awana provides that discipleship, that core, getting in God's Word, that gritty ministry. And so 48,000 churches, 100 different denominations. We also find this slide, and this slide is also old. Now there are 4.5 million children globally that are being reached in discipleship weekly around the world. 4.5 million, and we are praying that number continues to grow as it is. But the concern is, and we have over 120 now countries, different countries, and God is opening up the doors every day to new opportunities for the gospel going out through the ministry of Awana. But the thing I really want to focus on and lean in on is that when we look at these numbers, Africa specifically is bursting at the seams. They are growing so much with utilizing the ministry of Awana in Africa. It's phenomenal, and we're excited to see what God is doing and elsewhere. But brothers and sisters, I believe the challenge, the work that needs to truly be done, is right here in the United States. The number of kids is in decline here in the United States. And we ask why. Well, is it Awana? Is it the program of Awana? Is it too much for a church to handle? Some of those questions we're asking. But I think the reality, brothers and sisters, comes down to the status of the church, where the church is in the United States. And it is not in a good place. This week, 200 churches will close their doors. This week. And they're not opening as fast as they're closing. When a church is struggling, and there's many of them out there, churches that are struggling, what is the first thing to go? What is the first thing that is hardest to do? And it's children's ministry. Oh, we just can't do it anymore. When the church is struggling, the first ministry to go is children's ministry. And so this really emboldens me as a missionary here in the United States to be encouraging churches, to be equipping pastors and leaders for effective ministry, helping them make it work in their church, and to turn that tide that we are seeing here in our communities and in this culture here in the United States. To work even harder, to reach more children here at home. I know you guys have that, your logo, I may have to see it. Serving near and far, right? And Awana is definitely in that business. And God has provided me with an aspect of ministry that is really in that Jerusalem, right? The Acts 1:8, Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria. The reality is God has provided me the opportunity not only to minister here in northern Michigan, and I'll show you the slides of the churches that we serve, but it has been incredible because back in April, my wife and I were driving down to Awana headquarters. It's in Streamwood, Illinois, near Chicago. Anybody been there? Okay. There's sometimes I go to church and they're like, oh, I've been there. It's an awesome place. And we're on our way down there, and we got a phone call from one of the field leadership team members, Mike Reed. And he's like, hey, Scott, you're driving. I know you're driving, so don't freak out too much. We don't want you to get in an accident. But we want to invite you to come, and we want to talk with you and ask you to become a field director one of six in the country. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. Lord, I was loving what I was doing. And so we talk with them, and come to find out they were not asking me questions. They already knew. They had made their choice. They wanted us to step in by faith and to help other missionaries across the field. And so right now we're serving 11 other missionaries. And I went from being a missionary and with a work group leader to a missionary now being a field director, which serves two work group leaders. And so we are giving leadership on the field all across the country, from Florida to California. I have missionaries in South Carolina. I can't think of all the places, but all over we're serving. And so we are beginning to extend our reach and our impact with reaching more kids, because our number one goal is to reach more children with the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? And so, and last night I did this, and I want to do this now because it's morning time. I want to get you moving a little bit, okay? So I'm going to do that. The prayer and vision of Awana. And I did this last night, but I want us to learn this because this is something that just embeds, you know, when we move, when we think through, when we speak things, it impacts us, right? And so I want to do this. We're going to learn this together, the prayer and vision of Awana, because this is a global thing, okay? That children and youth around the world will come to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we do this together? That children and youth around the world will come to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. One more time. Let's see if you can say it at the same time as you do it. Can we do that this morning? I know that's hard. You know, we got an extra hour of sleep last night, right? But let's try to do this because, you know, it's comfortable in here, you know. But let's try to do this. Let's try to, you know, get things. Children and youth around the world will come to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that Awana does has that vision and that prayer. And so I would ask you to be praying for Awana in that we would continue to reach kids globally with the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right. So this is Michigan, and you see, kind of see where the majority of our clubs are. All those little dots, those little Awana emblems represent a church, 85 of them, and that number, you know, is fluctuating all the time as churches join and some churches decide to drop based on their situation. And but if you were to draw a line like Kent County, Muskegon, and draw a line over to Saginaw, and then everything north, including the UP. Those are the churches that we serve. And, you know, many of people have asked, well, what does it mean to be a missionary? You know, I think most of the times when we think missions, right, we think overseas, right? But there are missionaries here in the United States, and there are several of them with Awana. We have 76 missionaries in the United States. And so there are two other missionaries in the southern part of the state that serve the east and the west, lower part of the state, where there's more people, right? But we get the privilege of traveling quite a bit. I actually just looked at my sticker in my car, and I am due for another oil change. I know my oil change people by their first name. There was one month in, I think it was July, it was like a July-August time frame, 30 days, I did 3,000 miles in my car. And that's not including the other vehicle that we're using as well. I think we had one trip in the UP where we had the other vehicle. So there's, you know, we're putting on a lot of miles, but we love it. You know, we connect with these churches, and there's a couple of churches up in Houghton I have yet to connect with in the past year, but we look forward to doing that. And but it's just been an incredible journey that we've been on with Awana. So many people ask, well, what does Awana missionary do? What are we involved with? Obviously for us, the goal is very simple: to reach more children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is our goal. Well, how do we do that? How do we accomplish that? And these are kind of the top three, okay? The top three ways that we reach more children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The first one is to build relationships with our churches that we serve. A church like First Baptist Church in Newaygo, right? And building those connections and helping other churches connect with this church, you know, providing training and coming in and encouraging and, you know, helping light the fire for ministry. Because, you know, many of our churches in Michigan, to be honest with you, have been doing it for 30, you know, plus years. Praise the Lord, right? But what happens in, you know, 30 plus years? And I'm knocking on 40 in January. You start kind of just going, oh, well, we're doing this thing, right? And we're working really hard, but we've kind of been doing it the way we've been doing it for 30 plus years, right? And so I come in and I'm like, hey, have you thought about this? This church is doing it this way. And what about that? You know, this is something to think about. And let's get excited about this ministry that God has called us to. And change, think about changing some things, and that change kind of breathes some life into ministry. And so I get to go into these churches and help them and build these relationships and help them with ministry. Second, in helping these churches, are really focusing and coaching and coming alongside with training, but especially those churches that are brand new. And there's one church that I want to share with you, a church that is brand new down in the Zealand area. A new, brand new church plant. They just started about a year ago. And they're like, we want to do Awana. And I'm like, yes. So I walk in there and we talk about, we train and I help them through, okay, this is what you need to think through about your finances. These are the resources that you need, the people that you need to be able to accomplish this. These are the books. Let's sit down and let me help you order what you need to have for this coming year. And so we come alongside those churches because they say 70% of churches that drop out of Awana, 70%, drop out within the first 3 years. And you ask me why. Well, your leaders know why. It's a lot of work. And it takes a lot of organization. And many churches start up with this thing, I'll get excited, and then, wow, this is a lot of work. We can't. So we come along and we help those churches specifically to do ministry, do effective ministry. Why? Because our goal is to reach more children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thirdly, is developing a ministry team to on the behalf of missionary to serve the local churches. 85 churches, one family. Is it going to be success? Are we going to be 100% successful? 85, one person. You know, you think about that. In one church, you have a pastor. You might have two pastors, and you might have additionally a commander and all these leaders. That's a lot of relationships to build. That's a lot of relation. There's a lot of connections to be made. And so we have a team now. Praise the Lord! In our first year, we were able to build a team, a volunteer team across the state that are helping us with this ministry. And so we've met with them, we've given them some marching orders, so they've been going and they've been making phone calls, they've been connecting with churches and helping us in this ministry to be more effective. And so that's been incredible. I'll share with a little bit in a moment with you them as well. This is my family, all right? You might have met our family last night, but we have Dallas, she's the oldest there, 11 years old. We have Eva, she's 9, she's Eva the Diva. I didn't say it last night because she doesn't really like it, but she does. She's like a love-hate relationship with that title, but Eva the Diva because she's a diva, but she's the cutest little thing. All right, then we have Landon, who's on my lap, and then Jet. And Jet's our spunky little kid. You probably saw that last night. And you remember their names? If you remember Eva, Eva is Landon and a Jet in Dallas. That's how we remember our, you know, like, okay, I got to remember my kids' names. Oh, yeah, Dallas, Eva, okay. And it's just an incredible way to, fun way. But, you know, for us, and I'm going to share more about this later on today, I truly believe that God can do incredible things through you and through me if we are willing to listen to his call and to heed his call and take steps of faith and believe. Brothers and sisters, do you believe that God can do incredible things in and through you? And so we'll talk more about that. But Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God is able, and he's done incredible work as we are about a year and a half on the field here in northern Michigan. It's been incredible to see what God has been doing, and I'll share a little bit about that now here. These are some pictures of what I go and I speak to kids at Grand Prix. give gospel. We do a lot of connection. I preach. I've been preaching more now than I was in as an associate pastor. It's been incredible. I've been preaching quite a bit. People, pastors want to go on vacation or something. No. It's been neat. So I've loved what I've been able to do and connecting with the churches that we serve. One thing that is so important about what we do, and we're seeking balance in this, if you could be praying for us, praying for balance, is making this is a family ministry. We do this as a family. And I don't know if you were here last night, but I didn't touch much of anything in that display. My family just goes right to work. They set up the display and they hand out prayer cards. Maybe you got one from one of my kids. But we make it a family ministry. There's my daughter, Dallas. And she came with me to East Bay Calvary, and we did a Grand Prix together. And so she was there to help and took pictures and whatnot. But we make it a family ministry, and we just love that. You see our kids carrying banners and stuff. My daughters have been writing our prayer partners and our prayer and our financial partners for this ministry, just writing them a thank you note. And it's fun to make this a family ministry. We love our family, and what better way to serve than as a family? You know, when I say we're missionaries, I think of our family. It's our family. It's not me. It's our family. And so we enjoy that immensely. Actually, my daughter, Eva, is due next for a ministry date with Daddy. And so she may come with me this Wednesday when we connect with you here and visit your club. So Eva most likely will come with us. But so they're like excited. Is it my turn yet? Do I get to go with you, Daddy? And so it's a lot of fun. There's Landon up in Nagani, up in the UP. He came up there and did a ministry training with me up there. We spent the weekend together, did some hiking, and they just glow when they get time to do that with Daddy and do ministry. Well, we've been this past year. We did six missionary connection meetings throughout the state in a regional area, and I think I talked to Nancy. She went to the Traverse City one. A great way to connect and to do some training for our leaders. We had over 150 leaders throughout all those six missionary connection meetings throughout the state, and just to provide a local way for people to connect and to get some training for the year, get excitement. We did that back in August. And then we had a missionary conference in Grand Rapids at West Cannon Baptist Church, the church that I was saved in the ministry there. And so this is some pictures from our conference. We had 120 people, leaders from, we had one from the UP that drove all the way down from Unisync. First Baptist Church in Unisync, they're a brand new church. They've been doing it for 2 years. The commander's like, I've got to be there. I've got to be there. So I was like, well, I'm going to give you free registration for driving all that way. And so he came all the way down. He got his snowshoes off and he came down and was with us. And it's incredible to have him there, but others throughout the state connecting. We have a lot of fun at our conference, as you can see. Here's some more pictures. There's our team, volunteers, people that were helping with that event actually just a couple of weeks ago in October. Here's our ministry team. We have members, again, like I said, across the state. We're talking from Petoskey to Muskegon, to Saginaw, Grand Rapids, Greenville area. Praise the Lord, we are talking to somebody in the UP now to help us and to connect with the churches up there. It's actually a CEF missionary, a formerly CEF missionary, and she wants to help connect with the churches with Awana too. I'm like, okay, that'll work. I don't know how you'll do that, but we'll make it work. So we're really excited about that. We'd be praying for the Muskegon area. We're looking for somebody there that would be able to join our team and be able to help connect, engage with the churches in that area. And so we have been so blessed with an incredible team so quickly in our time as missionaries. I have a video that just shows the past year. I shared this at our conference. This shows the past year of our ministry, and it goes really fast. And you might recognize somebody in this video, but want to encourage you with this. This is some of my connections that we've made, and it's really quick. If we slowed it down and we're actually able to look at every picture, it'd probably be about a half an hour. And I know we don't have time for that, right? So let's go ahead and run that video. It was quick, wasn't it? Hopefully it didn't like make you go too crazy, but you know, lots of faces and places here in Northern Michigan, and we've really enjoyed building those relationships and connecting with incredible ministry leaders that truly are the heroes. If you would serve in Awana, you are a hero in my eyes. You are a hero in making child disciples, and so we appreciate your ministry here and what God is doing in this ministry here as well. I just want to share with you as in our kind of closing here, kind of getting close to that time, some goals for our ministry as we move forward in this ministry. And pretty straightforward, obviously, to continue to connect with the churches and build meaningful relationships with the churches that we serve. And that means more traveling, that means more connecting. I've begun to do a little bit a new unique aspect of our ministry, and we're doing video meetings now. Zoom is a platform for like, it's kind of like Skype. You guys familiar with Skype? And so you meet, and so we've been doing that now with leaders. I've been going through the director's manual to help new directors, Awana ministry directors who are formerly commanders, okay? Anyways, we're still working on that one, getting the new name out there, but connecting with them and walking them through the director's manual, and it saves me travel, because I'm meeting with there's a person in UP, there's a person from, you know, Saginaw, there's a person from Greenville and elsewhere that are a part of this. We've got seven different leaders that we're meeting with online on Tuesday nights, and so that's been really neat. It's been neat to be able to do that. Everything's better face-to-face and in person like this, but that's as closest thing as you can get, so we've been enjoying doing that. So we're also really building our ministry team. They're brand new, and so they're learning their roles and how they can help this ministry. We're continuing to connect with them and help them be effective in the churches. So we would give them like five or six churches, and hey, connect with these churches in your area. And so they're doing that, and it's incredible. We're also continuing to build a network of prayer and financial partners for this ministry. Much like the other missionaries that are here today, we are 100% faith-based. Everything that we do is supported by ministry partners like yourselves. And so we appreciate them. So we're still needing to build that. Being new in the field here, things are changing. My new position, my secondary position as a field director also demands more travel to headquarters and other places to connect with and to train and do things like that. So there's been a little bit more of a financial need on our part as we continue this ministry. And we have a goal by January 2020 to meet that financial goal. So it's incredible what God has been doing, and I just want to thank you for partnering with us. I believe you guys were one of our first churches that we actually came and shared with, and you guys came on board, and so we appreciate your continued faithful partnership in this ministry. And I'm going to share more later on as far as on Wednesday with our kids and with you guys some more things about Awana that might open your eyes to the ministry even more. But I appreciate the opportunity this morning to share with you and to connect with you, and look forward to more days like this, more opportunities. You guys are great. I'm going to go ahead and I think we're getting close to that time, right, Pastor? I'm going to go ahead and close our time out, and then he'll probably come up and give you some further instruction for the remainder of your day. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for your love for us that was so clearly demonstrated in the cross, where you sent your Son to die in our place. And God, that gives us so much hope. And God, I pray as we recognize the community here, God, I just pray that First Baptist Church in Nuevo would be truly a beacon of hope, salt and light in a dark and tasteless world. God, we thank you for this opportunity to talk about the incredible things that you're doing here in the United States and also globally through this incredible ministry called Awana. And God, I just thank you for the leaders here that are giving their time and their efforts, God, and in shaping the future leaders of our church for the future. God, I just pray that you would give them patience, give them the words to say, and help them as they lead these kids. And God, for our ministry, as we continue to connect with churches and find new churches that might be interested in joining Awana, God, I just pray that you would continue to go ahead of us in this. God, that you would go before us in this ministry. God, we see you so active through this ministry of Awana here in Northern Michigan and across the country, so we thank you for that. God, we just pray for this day that you continue to be with us as we learn and grow and understand, God, what you're doing here locally, but then also around the world. And God, help us to be engaged in that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.